Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want to talk about Father's Day.
Yay.
And the gifts that you give dads. Mm. This is mostly an intervention for my family and little B's family.
They suck pretty bad.
If they're listening right now. There's some great things you could get dad. I don't really want anything, need anything. You know, moms every year when they do the thing, they're just like, I just want some time alone. I just want to.
Oh, time alone. Not with the kids, but time
alone.
Which
I find ironic.
On Mother's Day.
It's like, oh, this is a day to celebrate being a mom. So I'm going to go off somewhere without anyone else.
I don't blame them.
I don't need that. I don't know what I want.
What do you decide? What is it? What's going on?
I can't think of anything. I know what I don't want. And my kids have never done what I don't want. The typical things where kids will go out and buy a tie.
Okay, I cannot tell you the last time I saw you in a tie.
You haven't seen me at a funeral, because that's about the only time.
Right?
I don't wear ties ever.
Exactly. No. So why are they getting you guys ties?
It's the Father's Day thing. Because still, you go into retail establishments, and they're like, Father's Day, here's ties, and here's watches. I'm like, I wear an Apple Watch, so I don't want that.
Dudes, I'm just going to say this. Most guys have real jobs that they have to wear ties that we don't.
So that's why it's a big thing.
Yeah.
Socks is another big one.
Socks. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like white athletic or?
I see, that's the thing. I don't know. Like fancy.
Oh, like the decorative dress socks?
Yeah.
A loud and crazy.
Can I plug a bit? No, I don't want to plug anybody. But
what?
I'm thinking about going to that. You know what? Advertising works. I'm thinking about going to that Untuck It store, and I hope my family buys me that.
Oh, the shirts? The Untuck shirts?
Don't they look cool?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just buy a regular shirt and don't tuck it in.
No, that's not the point. Because like my banana shirts look like I'm wearing a skort. Like they're so long.
You're right. Some of my
so the untuck it, like they hit you.
Okay.
And I'm thinking like if my family got me that, that'd be because. And the other thing is I'm kind of in between an L and an M right now.
Good
and
for I think you. Look at
I
you.
Think what they do there at that store is their sizes are custom.
Oh, okay.
So then it would be better. Like, that's something I want. I don't want socks. I can buy socks.
You want a shirt that you don't have to
no,
tuck
okay.
in.
No, okay. No. I'm trying to think of what I want.
It's hard.
Well, if you were a dad, which you probably are, but everybody's just like, honestly, I think you're probably a dad 15 times over, but you talk about your fear of commitment on the show so much that everybody's just like, don't even reach out.
That's what I'm hoping.
They're like,
no.
But you also talk about the fact that you throw money at every situation.
I would take care of my children financially.
You would.
Way over the top.
What would you want in return? What would you like if you were a father right now, what would you want your kids to get you?
A menage, maybe? I don't know. Some kind of retired.
You got to do that on the big birthdays.
Oh, so I was saving.
I ask for it at all the big birthdays. It never works out.
You've yet to get
You
it.
Know, I'm turning 27. That's a big one. Nope.
Flat ass.
Maybe the menage. 33. There's two threes in that. It's like a sign.
That's the
nothing. It's Father's Day. No, you can't do that on Father's Day, bro.
Oh, okay.
So menage is out.
I know a lot of fathers are going like mothers are. They want time.
They want time. What I read is they want time with their kids.
With the kids, without mom. Yeah. So they would just take the kids away from mom for that.
Yes.
Day?
Okay. No. That's just weird. I think they just want. I think they want family time. I would take that.
Yeah. Is it because they don't get family time the other 364 one quarter days of the year?
Yeah, maybe.
Or you pressured. You have to look like the hero father by wanting to spend time with the kids.
Do you know what I want? I just figured out what I want. I want time with the family and my wife not to say clean anything.
Okay.
Because she's on this kick right now where it's like she sends me a calendar invite every like Saturday and Sunday. It's like, work on marble in shower. I'm like, clean garage. Bleh. I want no calendar invites.
From your wife.
For that. Well, okay. Yeah. And a menage.
Okay.
Those two things.
I'd be a coupon,
yes,
a menage
I want
coupon.
That's
instead of the free hug, you get.
So there's a hotel in Houston that's offering a cool gift. Let's ask dads if they would want this. Basically, what we want to do here, though, is if you got a killer Father's Day gift idea, let us know what that is. If you've done something amazing for dad that wasn't a tie, that wasn't a whatever, like this is your moment. Because there's still time. If you're listening, you're like, oh no, I have these decorative socks that I got dad. I think he loves them because he goes, yay, every year, but he doesn't.
He doesn't.
So you've still got time to flip it out for this $25,000 Father's Day gift.
Wow.
From Post Oak Hotel.
What?
You get a one night stay in their 5,000 square foot presidential suite.
Ooh.
A private cabana by the pool.
Wow.
A 1 hour massage for dad and his guest. seats at a Houston Astros game.
Dang.
A $500 bar tab. And a dinner provided by either a private chef in the suite or dinner for six at Maestro's Steakhouse or Willie G's Seafood.
Wow, this is huge.
And if you're not from Houston, you'll get a helicopter ride from the airport to the hotel.
That's pretty epic for 25 grand.
Anybody want to buy me that? That's a no-go. How about this one? There is a... Do we not have that in here? Oh, it's over here. The Big Cheese Head.
Oh, the craft auction.
Craft will do, I don't know how many of these are going to do, does it say? I know they're doing like, oh, the top five bidders, you can submit a photo of your dad, and they'll sculpt his face. And the one they sculpted was really good.
Oh, they do a good job?
Oh my God, it looked like the dude.
In cheese?
In Kraft cheese.
And it lasts forever, or just kind of...
It's cheese, so it's going to mold out in a little bit.
Okay.
So then maybe you guys all sit around after your menage and eat dad's head.
Okay.
Wait.
That's an epic Father's Day. I'm not sure what's going
Best
on.
Best Father's Day ever! We ate my dad's cheese head! So we can keep giving you the bad ideas or the overly expensive ideas, but we'd rather hear what you've got in mind, what you've had in mind. If you're a dad and you got a great idea, give us the best Father's Day gift ever. Jennifer?
Yai.
Well, what'd you do for Father's Day?
My dad and I live far away from each other. He lives in California. He's only traveled to see me a couple of times for big events like college and high school graduation. So I purchased an airline ticket and tickets to the Rockies game for both big Dodgers fans. Oh. And it was for 4th of July fireworks show. And he didn't know that I planned all of this ahead of time. The few weeks leading up to Father's Day, I sent him a card each week that gave him little hints as to what the present was going to be. And then on Father's Day, he received the airline ticket and the tickets for the game.
That's cute.
That is an awesome and memories.
Right. Heartfelt. It's to spend time with his daughter, his favorite daughter now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the fireworks, the Rockies fireworks are no slouch fireworks, dude. Nice. They blow it up.
Exactly. Jennifer, you did good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thoughtful.
And since then, it's nothing. You just refer to me like, see back to 2012.
Here's your tie.
Here's some socks, Dad. You're in the sock of the month club. That's a good one. Thank
That's
you.
That's really thoughtful.
Where would I want to fly?
I know. Exactly.
I don't even like baseball. Gosh darn it. I'm not going to get... My kids are getting zero good ideas out of this.
You're hard to buy for, I think.
Really? And I'm really glad my kids are probably listening and heard the word menage come out of my mouth 47
there
times.
There is that.
Carolyn?
Yay.
Father's Day.
It's going to take some time. I'm only 18, but I'm planning on getting my dad one day an old-fashioned truck so he can take it apart and put it together like he's always wanted to.
Oh, wow.
Like one of those old, like, I'm thinking of like the old Dodge trucks that have that weird step side back end. And like,
he's a Chevy's guy, so an old Chevy truck.
Those are going to be awesome, Carolyn.
So you're going to get him a rusted out piece of crap project. It's like,
he's got to spend money on.
Yes. Here, Dad.
I mean, he's always wanted an old car to, like, take apart, learn how it goes, and then put it back together.
That's thoughtful, Carolyn. That's super cool.
It is. You're right. If you're one of those people, you're right. No, it's a great... I hate being that guy who's poo-pooing, but that's...
Otherwise, you just gave him a huge bill.
It's like, look, I bought you this house. Here's the mortgage.
There it is. And all that comes with it.
Thank you. I wanted $2,000 a month payments in perpetuity. Nicole?
Yeah. My dad's gift is my grandmother died just a couple months ago. Ugh. And I have a shirt from her, and we made a pillow out of it for him for his birthday and Father's Day, because his birthday is a couple days after Father's Day.
And this is a really weird question, but does it still like smell like her and like...
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I work for a nonprofit, and so our volunteers make these pillows for our hospice. And so they offer to, you know, some of the workers. And so they had offered because my grandmother died and my uncle died within like a week's time. So,
your dad can use this.
Yes. Nicole, this is thought. This is once again so thoughtful.
That's one of the best presents.
Right, sentimental.
Thank you for the call, Nicole. We know that was a tough call to make, but we appreciate it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a really, really good idea. But I don't. Yeah. I don't have anybody who died.
Want your dead grandma's?
No, I don't need my mom. Like anybody. Yeah. Okay. Andrew.
Yeah.
Father's Day present. What do you got?
All expense paid trip to Vegas. I know we gave it to my dad right before he passed away, and it seemed like it just made him complete.
Wow.
Like you took him out there and you tore it up one last time.
Yeah. Well, his only time. He never got to go, but he loved casinos. And so me and my little brother, we got him out there and let him have a blast.
Andrew, once again, you and your bro, thoughtful. So that was so cool.
And gave him some closure on life, man.
Right?
That is a super cool.
Well done.
Well, we're clearly running out of time, but we'll take more of these over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.